What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Hellfire Club. I'm your host, Chip Setterfield, joined by the griefing knob gobbler, Chris.
I'm not even going to answer that nickname.
It's a good one. Befitting. And also, the man who counts the votes, Ryan Wolf.
You are griefing knob gobbler, Chris. Don't even deny it.
I mean, did you or did you not grief?
I'm not griefing. Not.
And do you or do you not love gobbling some knobs?
that you're right.
That, I think, is the most accurate statement I've heard.
And now, some news from the league. Waivers ran this week. Oh, also, should we talk about the fact that we missed a week?
We did miss a week.
Did we miss a week? We did miss a week. No one even noticed.
I certainly did not get anyone reaching out to me asking where the pod was. So
that's hurtful.
It made me cry. I cried for a while.
Does that mean...
But we're back.
Does that mean we're speaking into the abyss right now? We're just talking to ourselves for no reason?
Yeah, 100%. That's what... I mean, we've been doing it for 4 years. That's all we do.
Yeah, that's all we're good for nowadays.
Yeah. Anyway, waivers. For this week, we're not going to cover last week's, because... Why at this point? I don't think anything super juicy happened. It doesn't matter. This week, Andrew bid 5 on OBJ and got him. Allie bought the Giants defense for 4. Wolfie got the Titans defense for 3. Andrew put in a $0 bid and got Deshaun Watson. After waivers ran, it was pretty active. I picked up Terrence Marshall, Gus Edwards, and Jaylen Warren. Kooks checked in for the first time all season, dropped Breece Hall, who's been injured for 3 weeks, dropped Michael Thomas, added Isaiah McKenzie, and Latavius Murray. Tony added the 49ers D and Case Keenum. Good luck with that. Ethan traded out the Rams D and Dawson Knox for Daniel Jones and the Saints defense. There was a trade. I think we'll talk about that in a minute.
Sure.
Chris, out of all this news, what is your waiver of the week?
I mean, the most notable man that you mentioned on there, the scum of the earth himself, Deshaun Flippin Watson.
Allegedly.
Outside of football, terrible human being, should probably be put in jail. Inside of football, you know, could be a decent football player. He wasn't played in months, so he might be a real rusty. We'll see, but you never know. It's worth a waiver. But yeah, Deshaun Watson.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Who was I talking to recently that was like, oh, you should probably stash them? I think it was one of you two.
Yeah, I'm kind of mad at myself. I didn't put in that $1 bid and get him instead. I could use a good quarterback at this point.
Well, let's move on to that other juicy bit of news.
Oh, that's true.
I think you might have a good quarterback at this point.
Just maybe.
Oh. So the trade was, you sent me Deebo, and I sent you Michael Pittman and Justin Fields. Now, from my side, I basically traded my wide receiver one for a wide receiver one. Michael Pittman, while good, I'm like nervous about how that team's going to look with a coaching change in the middle of the season. Maybe it'll free him up. Maybe it won't. I don't have much faith in the quarterback there. They keep starting that rookie, and I have not been impressed. So I packaged in a quarterback and bought what I see as an upgrade at wide receiver.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. My thoughts on it were Deebo has kind of disappointed. He had the hamstring injury again, which really comes as no surprise, but the thing I was really kind of bummed about is since McCaffrey's there, I feel like he's lost a lot of the goal line touches that he had in the past season. So that's kind of what made it a little easier to part with him. I know Pity City's maybe a lateral move since both were wide receiver ones when they got picked up. Obviously, you get the edge on the quarterback. I'm just going to hope that Jeff Saturday either turns around the sinking ship, or they just get into such negative game scripts that they have to throw all game. And then Fields was just a good QB upgrade that I've been looking for just about all season.
Yeah, I'd be afraid of Pittman in bad game scripts, just because they will have to throw a lot, but he also doesn't get downfield targets for whatever reason this season. Chris, I would love to hear your input. What do you think about this trade?
Pretty even trade, honestly. Fields is, Chip said Fields was a good pickup, and he's been going off the last few weeks. So, Wolfie, maybe he'll continue to go off for you, and that'd be great for you. But Pittman, I don't know, their new coach, Jeff Saturday, he was, an O lineman back in the day, and I almost feel like he'll really emphasize the run game. I mean, I don't know for sure, but he might put an emphasis on being a tough nose team, get to the grindstone running game, and that might not work so much for Pittman. We'll see. But I don't really love Pittman the rest of the season. And if Devo comes back healthy, I think he could put up some big numbers. But Justin Fields is a good pickup.
Sweet. Good analysis, Bob. This is why we invited you. This right here.
Yeah, that's what we pay you for, the big bucks.
Yeah,
Thanks.
the big bucks. You would think your team would be better with that kind of insight.
Well, we'll get to that. I'm going to defend my team a little bit later on.
Oh, all right, foreshadowing. How
Not
exciting.
much to defend.
For the segment this week, we are doing mid-season power rankings. We each individually ranked all the teams based on, what we thought was how we thought the teams were. Obviously, that's how you rank things. And then we did a little bit of Excel magic and came up with a consensus ranking for every team in the league. And here they are. Starting with number 12, we have Justin. This one was pretty unanimous, boys, but do one of you want to walk us through why we all have them at 12?
Wolfie, go ahead.
I'll just start. I'm not gonna, shit on a man while he's dying, but his team's had some rough goes at it. And even the weeks that he's been able to put up some points, he's just been, I don't know, not able to get many wins. So I feel bad for him. He's a newcomer to the league this year, so that kind of sucks that he's I don't know, kind of in a tough spot like that, but I think if he stays with the league next year, I think he might understand how our league works a little better. It's always tough being the outsider coming in.
Yeah, for sure. Did he have experience playing fantasy football before this?
Yeah, he's played in leagues for several years now. I've actually tried to get him in the past couple of years when we were looking for that 14th spot.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, I think our league is a little bit different just with being half PPR and two flex. So it's probably takes a little bit of getting used to. But anyway, in 11th, we actually have a tie between two teams. So it's actually a tie for 10th. We have Chris's team and we have Ethan's team. Real quickly, Chris, why don't you defend your team?
Yeah. So, just a little forewarning. I'm going to go more off of the analytics in terms of this conversation about ranking these teams, in terms of like points for, points against, max points for. The other two co-hosts might talk more about specific players on teams that they think will do better or worse throughout the rest of the season. But I actually put my team at eighth. Consensus was a tie for 10th. Listen, I've in the top half of the league in points scored. I'm actually third overall in max points for. I've just been a bad manager. I think I haven't a good enough pieces on my team, but I just have been putting them in, poorly week to week. And that's really on me. If I could turn around and make better decisions moving forward, I think my team can actually win some games. And I'm not saying I'll be in the top playoff bracket. I'll probably be in the loser bracket, but I would give myself a fighter's chance of winning that possibly. You never know. But my team hasn't been terrible. My record's not great, 3-6. But I put myself better than my two co-hosts, so I have scored more than both of them. But that's my thinking on it.
You think, wait, sorry. You think your team That's not what your rankings say. You think your team's better than... Oh, then how we ranked your team. I see. Yeah. I thought you meant than our teams. Yeah, I just don't think you can do well with Clyde Edwards-Helaire as your running back, too. You have a hell of a wide receiving core with, like, I don't know, a pretty decent quarterback. But, just bad. Just bad overall. I don't know. I don't know what it is. You just can't get it together.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe the James Robinson of the Jets, he's got a bye this week, but maybe he could play well for the Jets since Breece Hall's out, and I can take Edwards-Helaire out of my lineup. We'll see.
I mean, that's seeing if Michael Carter doesn't play well. I mean, obviously, they traded for Robinson, so they don't have the most faith in Michael Carter, but I don't know, dude.
Carter ain't shit, dog.
I mean, he's been okay for the last couple of years.
True.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, looking at Ethan's team, we consistently all have him kind of low. Wolfie, you want to walk us through why you have Ethan at 10 and we have him tied for 10th overall?
Sure. Let me go back to Chris for a second.
We're not done beating the dead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, we're going to go on Chris here for a hot second.
Okay.
Wait. Okay. All right,
I don't see a path forward where you make the playoffs. That's just like if all your hope is hinging on James Robinson becoming relevant again on the Jets. I don't know if that's a place you could plant your flag, but whatever. We already covered that. But yeah, moving on to Ethan.
Well, wait. I said I probably wouldn't make. I'd be in the second bracket. I wouldn't make the real one.
Okay.
He's right, I just to want to temper your own expectations bowl. There.
Yeah, I'm hoping to win the toilet bowl.
Oh, there you go. It's not bad. You get 80% of your money back. That's a good day. I've done it twice, yep. You know. Nothing. No bragging here. Humble brag. But Ethan, yeah, I mean, his his team has struggled to find its footing this year. He had a great season last year. I'm pretty sure. Didn't he make the playoffs last year or just missed out on them or something like that?
I think he just missed.
Yeah. So he did well. A little regression this year. I think, forget what, he's had some struggles, I think, with quarterback. I mean, I guess really who hasn't this year. But, yeah, I think he's just going to, unfortunately, be playing in the toilet bowl again. But maybe he gives Chris a run for his money this year.
Yeah, I mean, he has the same problem where his running back, too, is pretty inconsistent. Tyler Algier this week. Normally, maybe... Swift out of Detroit, which would be exciting, or Raheem Mostert, I guess, but like, I don't know, Antonio Gibson. I just like, he has some good bits, but it hasn't seemed to come together. Dalvin Cook, Ayukin, AJ Brown, like those are all pieces I'm excited about, but like, for some reason, his team as a whole does not excite me. Moving on.
I'll agree. Wait, time out, Chip. I'm looking at the. You have two number 12 rankings on your thing.
Oh my god, I do. Whoa.
You screwed me, dog.
Whoa, did I screw you?
Yeah, you did.
Oh my god. Hold on.
Alright, that's a little more correct. Thank you.
Let's make sure that it doesn't completely. Man, I can't believe it.
I was like, Chip put me at 12. There's no way. Justin's
this is embarrassing. Yeah, it does make you solidly an 11th. Okay, all right, quick update. Who knows if I'll even keep this in because I'm editing. But, yeah, Chris is solidly in 10th, and Ethan's in 11th. So,
huh.
Good catch. Should have said something earlier.
But also, I want to make you look bad.
Also, well, I mean, also, your 10th spot is held up by the fact that you're putting yourself in 8th. We both have you 11th.
Yeah, but I defended myself well. Look at points. Look at points four.
Okay. All right. Relax. Anyway, 9th we have Adam Reimschneider. I don't know. Juice's team does not. He has Cooper Kupp, which is sweet, but like he's been playing Kyle Pitts, which sucks because Kyle Pitts sucks this year for like no reason. I don't know. AJ's team just like doesn't seem like it has enough exciting bits to like make a good playoff push to me.
He has Saquon. Only, like, really two consistent points at well, I don't know. He has Saquon Barkley. I don't know why that's still on his bench. He needs to update his roster, but yeah, his this is another victim of just not having much depth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Agreed. Third lowest points for, and his team just really just doesn't move the needle. There's nothing really super outstanding or interesting about it, for being honest.
Yeah, I mean, Herbert's been a disappointment this year. Kyle Pitts has been a disappointment this year. Juju's been a disappointment. Like, just everywhere you look, you're like, well, he has a team full of people that I would be a little unhappy to have. Jerry Jeudy, like, yeah, I don't know. Robert Woods, they all make me sad. I'm glad that he drafted him and I didn't. Moving on, number 8 consensus, we have myself. You both ranked me higher than I had myself. I have myself at 8. Exactly where the consensus has me. I think my team, I've tried to manipulate a bad situation into being better with trades and free agency. And I think just enough stuff has stacked up that my team's a little questionable. I'm starting 2 pass catchers for the Steelers, so that's bad.
Feels bad.
Yeah, and I just picked up another. I picked up one of their running backs. Like I don't know what I'm up to, I guess is what I'm saying. I've traded for 2 different people. I've traded for 2 different people who have ended up on IR. I traded for that wide receiver out of Baltimore with you, Christopher, and he had a season-ending injury. And I traded for Waller, who has not played for me once and just got on IR this week and will be out until we're in the playoffs. So,
Now you have Debo, who has a hamstring injury.
And now I have Debo, who I'm hoping, if he ends up on the IR, I might just pack it in. He doesn't even have a questionable tag on him, though. He'll play this week. So anyway, I don't know. I've tried to like recover from probably not the best draft. I have Austin Eckler, which helps. Number 1 running back on the year. It's a helpful piece. Justin Fields, like, I've finally gotten my quarterback shit together. I'll be starting Dak, but I had Justin Fields and used him to my advantage, so yeah. I don't know. I think my team's thoroughly okay.
Thoroughly average.
Yeah. Yeah. Either of you want to rip it apart or?
No, I was more bullish on your team than you were. So.
Yeah, you have me. Chris has me winning the toilet bowl, and you have me making the playoffs, which is nice, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I think I could sneak into the playoffs, and if I do, I think my team might be a little scary. I think a lot of them have good playoff matchups, but I have to get there first.
I think your team is one of those where can have a really low floor, but can have a pretty high ceiling based on Eckler and Samuel and Prescott. Like, if those three can definitely go off in any given week. And I think you have the potential to beat anyone, but I think you also have the potential to lose to anyone. And that's a dangerous game to play.
Sure. It's a position I found myself in. Not really on purpose. I like a more consistent team. That's why I liked Deontay Johnson last year with Pittsburgh, because his floor was just like 10 points on a week. He was getting so many targets, and I loved having him. But anyway, we'll move on to the next rank, which is the one, the only, the Tony Miller. Chris, you have him lowest. Wolfie and I both have him up at 5, solidly making the playoffs. You have him down at 9. What don't you like about Tony's team?
Man, why are you hating over here?
Why are you hating?
And his team is which one again?
Cam Kirkland.
Great.
Oh, the Kirkland, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, 5-4, His team's not bad. I don't think his team's bad at all.
I mean, you have him down at 9. You obviously think they're bad.
Yeah, I think... I don't know. I think he's been a little lucky to be... I think he's a little lucky to have a winning record. His points against are maybe the second or third lowest in the league. I don't know. A lot of teams have scored more than him. I think his record's a little inflated, if you ask me. His team's not terrible by any means. I don't think he's as good as you guys think he is.
I think, honestly, I think he had a bit of bad luck at the start of the year. I think, was he the other team that was 0-3?
Yeah, he's battled back.
Yeah, he's done well in the ensuing weeks. And it's because he has Joe Mixon and Kamara, who have each had like 40-point weeks in the past couple of weeks. Like, I think his team can be very good. It just, like, hasn't come together for whatever reason. He has Javonte Williams, the running back who Detroit loves for no reason. His quarterback's whatever. Kirk Cousins, who cares? But, like, I don't know, DK Metcalf, DJ Moore, like, they're decently solid options. As long as this running back core can carry him, like, which I think they can. Like, I would want my team to be where Tony's is, where he's dependent on a pretty strong running back core. Like, that's how I like to build a team, and so I like Tony's team a lot.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, he is riding the running back core this year, something that you and I have struggled to have success with the past couple of years.
Whatever, speak for yourself. I got third last year.
Yeah, you're right. I can only speak for myself on that one.
All right, dog. Moving on. Consensus rank number 6. We have Andrew.
Let's have Wolfie go first on this one.
Yeah, Wolfie, down at 9.
Oh, my God. Look at your guys' rankings. They're way different.
So, for me, it's been a... I faced him last week, actually, and I saw firsthand how boom or bust his team could be. Now, granted, I didn't do anything great. I only put up like 80-some points, but he put up 65 or something. Like, that's not good. Now, on paper, his team looks good, but I don't know. For some reason, it just hasn't been able to come all together. I think he's been plagued by a lot of injuries. Josh Jacobs was hurt a little bit. Actually, no, Josh Jacobs was fine. Gallup has been out. Keenan Allen's been out forever. Jonathan Taylor's been hit or miss. Kareem Hunt, people thought he would have had a great season, but he's been kind of like relegated to, I don't know, third down snaps every other drive. Like, it's weird. I don't know. He's been solid the past 3-4 years he's been in the league with us. It's weird to see him struggling to even make it.
So I have him the highest out of us. I almost counterbalanced Wolfie here. I have him up at 2. Once again, it's a team built on running backs. He has Damian Pierce, Josh Jacobs, and Jonathan Taylor. I think that's kind of insane. I think that's I would kill to have that running back core. I think where he struggles is wide receiver. Michael Gallup as arguably your wide receiver 1, because Keenan Allen's like out. Like, that's bad. Chris, you should trade with this kid, obviously. Like, he could just solve your running back issues. And you could solve his wide receiver issues. So you're welcome for that. But yes, Jalen Hurts, who is maybe gonna be the MVP this year. Like, Philly's doing gnarly things to teams. I think it is maybe a bit boom or bust, but I think when he booms, he could just, like, completely blow anyone out of the water, and I think that's a decent enough way to get yourself into the playoffs and make a playoff push. So that's why I have him so high.
I mean, I have him at 6, right in the middle of you two. I honestly, looking back at this, I lean more towards Wolfie's rank. Jonathan Taylor, we need to stop acting like he's a top even 10 running back this year. He hasn't been himself. He's been injured. Even if he's played, like, the only really good game he had was week 1, and then he got injured. So he's not anything to write home about this year. Jalen Hurts is unreal. Jalen Hurts is probably him this year. But if we're looking at, like, he literally has the third lowest points for, and it's right ahead of Wolfie. I don't think his team's all that great, honestly. I probably would put him lower looking back. I don't know how you have him at two, Chip. He has a losing record. He has third less points for. I don't know where Chip's ranking comes from, honestly.
Yeah.
I told you it comes from the running backs, bub. And Jalen Hurts.
Jonathan Taylor isn't. Jonathan Taylor's not good this year.
But I think he could be. Like, I don't. The Colts have been so confusing to watch this year because they had so much promise coming into it. Like, do you remember last year when Jonathan Taylor was the number one running back? Their line was nasty. I mean, they just could do no wrong. And then they didn't make any offseason?
Yeah, offseason.
Thank you. It didn't sound right when I said it. It doesn't matter. They didn't make any offseason changes. And for some reason, the same dudes are just not good. I mean, they've had some injury to the line, but like people thought they were going to make a playoff run just with the addition of Matty Ice. Like, people thought the Colts were going to be, like, a problem in the league, and they've been bad. And I don't think it was coaching. Frank Reich is a good coach. We've seen him in the league before.
Well, he's gone now.
He's gone now. We'll see what Jeff Saturday does. Now that we've all said his name, like Beetlejuice, he'll show up on the pod next week.
Start commentating like he does with ESPN on our podcast.
Yeah, well, he might be a little busy for our podcast at this point, but maybe. I don't know, dude. The Colts are very confusing. They should be better than they are. I think it's like looking at Chicago at the beginning of the year, where I was like, hey, this team should be good, but for whatever reason, they're doing so piss poor, so bad. And now Chicago looks like the team to, like, have pieces on. Like, they look very exciting. I think Indy could flip like that any given week. Mm-hmm. Maybe not so much now that they have the rookie in at quarterback. But, like, if they just let Matt Ryan keep going, I think they could have figured it out. And it's confusing what they're doing.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's why I like Jonathan Taylor still. I wouldn't acquire him. Like, all that being said, I wouldn't trade for him. Like, I wouldn't personally pick up Jonathan Taylor just because of all the unknowns. I traded away Pittman. Like, obviously, I have my doubts, but, like, the team should, on paper, be good.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, that's fine. I just think it's crazy you have Andrew at two.
Ahead of, like, two's maybe a bit high.
Yeah, that's definitely too
high. Yeah.
I do. Yeah, I have him. I maybe disrespected one of the later higher-ranked people, and we'll get to that soon. Moving on to the fifth ranked team, we all have the one, the only, Brian Wolf.
I'm offended. Why did you rank me so low, Chip?
I am bringing your consensus rank down at 7. Chris has him at 5. Wolfie has himself at 4, which is
blasphemy. That's blasphemy.
Yeah, it's blasphemy. You only have him one spot lower. Why are you yelling?
Well, I'm looking back, and I think I should have ranked him lower too, honestly.
Thank you. What? Thank you.
Oh, like, my God.
Bro, your team?
Two haters over here. Get a good season, you guys can't stand to see me win. I see how it is.
You lucked out so bad that the Jacks went all in on ETN. You lucked out so hard.
That was skill, not luck.
Get the hell out of here. AJ Dillon, garbage. Gabe Davis, inconsistent. Michael Pittman, like I said, I have my doubts on that team, although I am excited. Dallas Goedert. Actually, low-key, Dallas Goedert, one of the steals of the draft. Like, that dude's been good this year. But also, you're playing Cortland Sutton and Allen Robinson still. Like,
that looks bad.
It looks bad. You don't have a running back core. Your wide receiver core is, like, there's no one, like, amazing. Like, at least Chris's team has, like, Justin Jefferson, who can single-handedly win him the week. You don't, for going zero running back, you don't have anyone that's like that. You don't have anyone who's game-breaking like that. Gabe Davis ain't it, bub.
Let me stop you right there with that weak-ass analysis. Got Travis Etienne, the number 11 running back. Ramondre Stevenson, the number 8 running back.
Oh, it's Ramondre.
And those were like fifth and fourth round picks. You guys spent so much more and are doing nothing with it. I think the zero RB strategy worked out this year. And you're disparaging my wide receivers. I'd chase. That's the only reason I picked up Robinson. Bro, I will say Sutton has been booty. I mean, but the whole Broncos offense has been booty, so.
Yeah, that's another team who, on paper, should have been better than they were. But, like, Ramondre Stevenson, that's not playoff good. Like, I mean, look at New England while we're in the playoffs. What is it, week 14, the playoffs start? They're at Arizona. Okay, that's fine. Not, like, they have a decent secondary. They don't have a great run D. Then Vegas, that's not bad. But Cincinnati in week 16? Plus, he's going to split time with Damian Harris as soon as Harris is healthy again.
No, like, he's not. That ship is set sail already.
No way, dude. Get out of here. I bet it goes back to at least 60-40.
Also, those three teams you're talking about all have terrible run defenses, Cincinnati included.
Cincinnati does not have a terrible run defense.
Chubb made them look like his kid last week. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but Chubb's amazing.
Yeah, that's a whole different... Okay, all right. Ramondre Stevenson, Nick Chubb.
Not in the same field.
Not the same. Not even, no, like, I'll give you that. Really playing the same game.
That's fair. I mean, I will chalk up a lot of my success this year to just straight up luck. Like, just luck of the draw with a lot of people. Yeah, that's really all I can say. Just luck. I finally am not the highest points against for once. It's been three seasons that it's been that way, so I really thought the tide had to turn eventually. And
yeah.
The zero RB strategy actually seems to be working, so...
I don't think it works.
I'll chime in at, like... I think you, all your bad luck from previous years is like giving you the best luck. You have the lowest points against in the league, and you have the second lowest points for. The only team that you have more than is the 12th team, Justin. Your team is not scoring points. It's Garbo.
Yeah, but it's putting spells on your teams, and I'm winning. So it's working.
It is putting
I'm not
spells.
Questioning like, it. It's just working.
But I don't think that wins you. I don't think that wins you. You probably make the playoffs. I probably have you too low at 7. But
no, Chip, I don't think you do.
I don't think I do, dude. I think it falls apart, if I'm being honest with you. Like, I think your team's very middling.
I mean, haters gonna hate. I don't know.
Yeah, it's haterade, I guess. All right, moving on. at number 4, consensus ranking, we have Tim. Both Chris and I have him there. Wolfie, you have him down at 7. Why do you hate Tim?
I hate Tim because he started this bullshit last week. Never mind. Getting to the real crux of it. I don't know. He's got a couple good pieces, but so does anyone. I mean, it helps that Chubb is actually blowing up this year. He's got a pretty stable quarterback in Geno. And then it's just like he's got three good players, and then it's just garbage. Deontay Foreman, poop. Chris Godwin, poop. Tyreek Hill. Or not Tyreek Hill, Taysom Hill. I feel bad that Chris suckered him into actually getting that person. Poop. Like, I don't know. Nothing really says outstanding on his team. If anything, he's as average as I am.
He has Zeke, and you're not hot and bothered just a little bit by Devonta Smith from Philly.
Yeah, I just overlooked that. Yeah, Devonta Smith has been doing well. But yeah, I feel like splitting looks with A.J. Brown has really brought down his ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, but Philly's offense is something special. And, dude, Smith could have 3 fucking touchdowns any week. Like, yeah. I don't know. I think Tim's team has the potential to blow up a bit. I mean, I don't love Zeke, but Zeke's season, like, going forward, decently easy schedule. Foreman... I think will eventually fall off, but he had a blow up week against Atlanta, and I don't know, the run defenses he faces in the playoffs aren't bad, like I don't are pretty good matchups. I don't know. I think Tim's team is, I think he's playoff bound. I think he has a chance to win it all. I think some things need to go right, and some other teams need to fall apart for him to really, really take it home.
Yeah, a little bit of. Mix of luck is going to definitely be it for him.
Yeah, just going to echo what Chip said. We both have him at four. Nick Chubb, top, three running back in the league, no doubt. Geno Smith might be the most important player for any team this year. I think without Geno, the Seahawks are one of the worst teams in the league. Stephon Diggs is unreal. One person I think we should all watch out for is Marquise Brown. He's on IR. He's projected to come back next week. Dude was putting up numbies before he got hurt. I think if Tim gets him back and he's close to what he was before he got injured, everyone should be worried who has to play him.
What was his injury?
His injury was a foot injury.
I don't know. Maybe.
He's back next week.
He was putting up numbies, but it was never with Hopkins. Like, he's going to be the number two option.
But I think the way he was still playing, how good he was, I think if he could be good again when he comes back, and that's scary for everyone else.
No doubt. I think Hollywood has a juice. And honestly, he with Hopkins, like, running his little route bush where he doesn't really – he, like, runs very short. It's not a tree because he just runs short routes constantly. I think Brown could see downfield targets that might be a little gnarly. Although the new Call of Duty is very good, so I think Kyler Murray might be, like, kind of bad rest of the season.
I hope so. I play against him this week.
Dude, I think next week is when the new Warzone comes out. Season one of the new Call of Duty comes out. Like, I think he might struggle a bit. Anyway, moving on. We got to keep moving. Brandon, we have him at number three. I am the haterade on this one. I have him down at six. Here's the thing about Brandon's team. I don't have faith in Kyler. I don't think Devin Singletary is good. I like Mooney. I like Olave. I like Kelsey. I like CeeDee Lamb. I like Chase Claypool. Like, I like a lot of bits of Brandon's team. He even has Rashad White, who I think is going to be a more important player going forward on the season. And Rondale Moore might come back to a bit of relevance. But, like, that's, like, it. He has a great starting lineup. I think if he faces any sort of injury, I think it might fall apart. Like, if Derrick Henry goes down or, you know, Mooney is supplanted by Claypool. Like, he has Claypool. I guess that hurts his upside, is two Chicago wide receivers in his starting lineup. But, like, CeeDee Lamb's exciting. If CeeDee Lamb goes down, I think it could fall apart quick. I think he has a cool team that doesn't have any depth.
I don't know. I think you're a little low on him. I have him at three with Wolfie. He's top three in points for. He's probably going to win my division. Him or Tim are going to win my division probably. And I think some to watch for him. I've been a really bad manager with my team. I think he's one of the top managers with his, I don't know how much he's paying attention, but I think he's been able to manage his pieces and his players really well up to this point. We'll see if it continues, but those are my thoughts. I think he's doing pretty well.
Wolfie, you want to weigh in?
Oh, sorry. I agree with Chris on that one. I think he's just pretty well balanced overall. I mean, Derrick Henry, even if the rest of his team is bad, could easily just have a 40-point week and carry him through, which he's starting to do again, which scares me. But yeah, I don't know. I think he's solid overall. Brandon's kind of always been good at fantasy despite not watching football, so maybe that's the magic. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first year that I paid for NFL Plus. I'll tell you what, I've struggled this year. I've watched a lot of football. So maybe there's something to his whole shtick. All right, moving on to the number two spot. We actually have a tie between Allie and Mitch. You both have Allie at two. I have Allie at one. You both have Mitch at one. I have him at three. They ended up in a tie. These two Titans, like, so obviously I have the lowest ranking here with Mitch down at three. I don't know, dude. I think Mitch's team is a lot like Brandon's, where I love the starting lineup. Any bad stuff happens, I think it falls apart, like the wheels fall off. I think you see that a little bit in the fact that he's starting Isaiah McKenzie this week. Isaiah McKenzie is somebody, and Gesicki, he picked them up off of waivers. He hasn't been paying attention every week, I don't think. And he picked them up at, like, recently. And there's not really depth on the waiver wire anymore. It's kind of been picked over week after week. So I think when you don't check in, this is what happens, where like any later season stuff that happens, you can't react late to it. You have to react in the moment, pick up somebody for the long term. And now he's like trying to patch holes in the ship, and I don't think it's sustainable. Like, I think it'll just fall apart. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe he doesn't face any more adversity and he can start literally his starting lineup for the rest of the year and just win. But I think if he faces any adversity, his team kind of falls apart.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I think he still is the number one team, but to your point about like any kind of injuries, I'm the only loss that he has. And the week he faced me, he had like four injuries and just didn't respond because God knows where he was at that time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm just going to package these two and talk about both of them. I've got Mitch 1, Ali 2. Top 2 in points 4 in the league, and they have the two best records in the league. These are obviously the two favorites. I guess I'd put Mitch a little, I guess I ranked him a little bit higher. I'd put these 1A and 1B, honestly. Mitch's team, like you said, really good starting pieces, really bad bench. Mark Andrews is out. Don't know how long he'll be out, but once he comes back, he could, you know, help his team even more. Ali, I think, maybe just more consistent. I think she has a really, really high floor. So I don't really see too much wrong with either team. I think these are the two favorites, probably going to meet in the championship if I had to bet on it today. Great job to both of them. I kind of hate Mitch, though. I don't know how much he pays attention to the league. But you can't deny that those are the two best teams.
I deny it. I straight up don't think Mitch's team is top 2. I have Andrew at 2, which is probably high. Brandon probably got the shaft a little bit there. I don't know. I think Mitch's starting lineup's quite good, but Allie's is also quite good, plus she has the depth. Like, do I love the Sam Ellinger start this week? No. I get why she did it, because it's like high upside rookie, I guess, and like it's her hometown team and Lamar's on a bye, but like, I don't know. You could have streamed kind of anyone and it would have been probably better than Ellinger. But like her starting running backs, Christian McCaffrey and Miles Sanders, a dirty pair. Amon-Ra St. Brown has been a little cold lately, but I think he's a good player overall. Like, I think she just has a lot of good and interesting pieces, even on the bench. Like, looking at her bench, Khalil Herbert is at least interesting. T. Higgins, Donovan Peoples-Jones, like, those are players that I would, like, trade for. You know what I mean? I just think that, like you said, she's going to be more consistent than Cougs, and I also think she has the depth to, like, make a real push for the playoffs.
Yeah, and she, like, has been paying attention all season, so she's gotten those waiver wire pickups on a weekly basis and has really strengthened her base.
Yeah, exactly. And we've been talking about this too long. I don't know if I'm going to edit this podcast, boys. Like, this is literally, we're going on 37 minutes. I might put it up unedited except for transitions. What y'all think about that?
Sure, that works for me.
All right. Yep. Since it's so long, I'm not even going to put a transition in here. Let's do the outro. You guys good?
Yep.
Sounds good.
All right. This is why we do
transitions. This
is why we do transitions. Fuck.
God.
No, just go.
You gotta keep going. You gotta keep going.
It's too late now. No turning back.
Do you even have words of wisdom?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Then I'll do it. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Wolfie, you have any words of wisdom for the way out?
Yeah, don't be a little bitch like Chris and brief trade your team.
Oh yeah, we never even talked about that.
Oh, we didn't.
But yeah, don't be like that. Don't give up hope. It may be maybe the end for your team, but there's always the chance you could get the poo-poo bowl. Get your 80% of your dollars back. But
yeah, shoot for the stars.
The real advice is pretty sure the trade deadline is after this week. So if you have any last minute desperation, shoot your shot kind of deal going on, do it now because you may not get the chance again.
Oh shit, that's good advice, bub. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, I got some. Oh, are you done recording?